Right, let's get on with this because I've got to go out again in a minute. Oh God! Somebody very kindly made a £25 donation.
They did, yes.
Very nice of them.
That's for the jelly tots cupboard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to buy a present now, do I?
No, no.
That's very good. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. So, shall we? Do you want to play hang on. What show is this?
The Christmas show.
Oh, I don't do Christmas. You know, there's not. I mean, I've got a TV show going out on talk radio. It'll be on YouTube and Facebook and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Which was an absolute mess. I can't tell you.
Is it like the James Well radio show, Food Fetish? Thing you did years ago.
It was, yeah, but hopefully they've edited it down. We did 2 hours and it's only meant to be a 20-minute slot.
Well, I hope there's going to be an outtakes special edition DVD.
I hope there isn't.
Well, think of the money.
Well, yeah, zero money.
Oh.
You know.
You're still clicking. What are you clicking on?
I'm just having a look through the running order you sent me.
It's not really a running order.
It's not a running order, but you don't normally send me. Hang on. How many jokes have you put into this?
Well, I thought, you know, because there's not much to talk about, is there, in the news at the moment? Nothing much is happening.
I went last night to see the most brilliant show I've seen for a long time, which is why I'm a bit delicate today, okay? And so I went with some friends into London last night to see Matt Goss doing his Las Vegas show. Now, I have seen it before, but not for about eight or 9 years. And it is, if anybody gets the chance to see it, we should put this into the program. We do it in a minute. Remind me, I'll talk about it. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I saw Emma Bunton there.
What, the spicy one?
Yeah. And not Jack Lemmon. Who's the other one?
Keith Lemon.
Yeah, that one of the Lemons. Yeah, he was there.
Have you asked him if you can go on his show yet? I didn't give him that clip, by the way. I must remember to do that.
Yeah, no, I haven't asked him. Anyway, which is fine, but the two things. Sometimes middle age is not very kind to some people, and the amount of fat, overweight people squeezed into clothes that don't fit them was just ridiculous. You know, generation before mine anyway, or maybe a couple before mine, I don't know, are just fat fuckers.
Right, well, that's very festive of you, yes.
Well, I mean, I won't say it on the show, obviously.
Oh, okay,
say
it then, yeah, that's but, true.
I mean, I could, and the thing that really fucking pissed me off is Matt was singing some really, he did most of Frank Sinatra's songs, a few others, but he sang My Way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen, I mean, obviously you've heard Frank Sinatra singing My Way.
I have, yeah.
But if you ever... Matt told a little story about how it was poignant about his mum who died a few years ago and everything else before. And it was very moving. And the way he sang it was absolutely... He's got a brilliant voice. And unfortunately, I suppose most people in this country look down... I mean, people in the music business look down on Bross. And actually, Bross had a couple of huge, huge hits, not only here, but worldwide. And as you know, Luke is a particular friend of mine and is doing very well in Hollywood, making lots of movies. And then they did the last couple of years bring Bross back for a couple of shows, which were good. But Matt's singing as a crooner is unbelievable. Anyway... And do you know what really pisses me off? I'm sure he didn't hear it because he was concentrating. Lots of people were very attentive. He got lots of standing ovations. But there was a group of people just fucking chatting through all the very quiet songs, which were beautifully done.
No social grace.
No, just ignorant, fucking, overweight, fucking common people. Oh, there's a little robin redbreast right outside my window. There you are. We'll stick that in.
What, the robin redbreast? Red, 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 that thing?
Just, oh, you f***ed it up now, you silly cunt. Honestly, I've got a headache. I talk about a robin redbreast. You could have edited that into the show when we started. And now you f***ed it up by talking nonsense.
I got excited with the word breast.
Oh, fuck off. Anyway, so, you know, I got annoyed about that. And these f***wits with the flashing lights on their bikes. You know, it's really bright. There's Christmas lights everywhere and people are rushing around and there's a lot of traffic. And then you get the cyclists with the flashing lights trying to cut up the middle. And, oh, they are such a fucking nuisance.
Aren't they very festive, the bikes, this time of year?
Oh, don't be stupid. And then, you know, they're going, oh, yeah, well, of course, we're saving the planet. No, you're not.
Well, they are, because they're only using the battery half the amount of time.
They're not saving the planet.
Well, if they had the lights on.
Get over yourself. No, shut up. I'm not having any of this. I have never heard so much bollocks spoken by the sort of green minority. I haven't talked about the erection yet, have I?
Oh, dear.
I'm just going to go and sort of get okay. the jingle ready and we'll start the okay. show. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, none of that can go out, by the way. I know how you put bits out we shouldn't.
I won't put any of that out.
I wouldn't because Caroline might sue you.
Well, that bit, I thought you meant the whole thing.
Well, there's no point in me even saying don't put that out because you do put stuff out. But if you put that particular bit out, you will be in trouble because I said to you, don't.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Because, you know, someone's been charged. It's illegal to talk about it.
Okay. Well, I'll beep the name out.
No, don't even, you know, fucking put anything like that out. Just do it from now when we start the show. Right, okay. So I have spoken about that. I've done the election, haven't I?
You've done the election. The election was old news. We're past that now.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just so exciting.
Did we do the show after the election last week? We must have done.
Oh, hang on. Did I miss the show last week?
No, you did the show last week.
Was it the week before that I missed it?
No, the week before that you missed it, yeah.
I've had that cold for a long time.
Yeah, so we did the show after the election and sanity had been restored in politics and yeah. we're now, it's like old news now.
Oh, right. Well, it was only last week.
And now all we've got to do is turn our ovens on, gas mark 4, and whack in the Brexit.
Yep. Okay, right. Play the jingle. Welcome to the James World Podcast. So lovely to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on this, our Christmas special edition. And that's it, really, as far as I'm concerned. Ho, ho, ho. Have a lovely Yuletide, everybody. And I hope Santa brings you something you really want. And my present to you is the Whaley Wrap.
It's the holly and the ivy time of year. Nice and peaceful in the studio till a bunch of carol singers try to get on the show. Hey, merry gentlemen, cut the ding-dong and I'll teach you the words of a different song. Christmas is crackers, it's just a promotion. Rudolph and Santa can jump in the ocean.
Christmas is fun and happy and funny.
It's just an excuse to part me from my money. You won't catch me giving Christmas cheer. Now sing the song.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Overeating, overdrinking, and a circus on the telly. On Boxing Day, have the relatives round. Have a family fight that goes 10 rounds. I won't have a stocking or a Christmas box. I won't have a crib with an ass and an ox. I'm not gonna drink from your wassailing cup. Knock it off, pack it in, and wrap it up. Well, I've done the show, and I'm home to bed. There's a guy standing there with a candle on his head.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. Tremble, Jedwell, and look afar.
I said, sling it, mate, I'll change the locks. And I don't think much of your taste in drugs. I see you've brought a friend. Is it Cousin Ebenezer? This is not a public thoroughfare. Who's this geezer? Don't give me that, don't call me names, and get on your knees when you're talking to James.
Wrap it up for Christmas, done it with the fun.
Christmas time in with the fun. Wailing on the radio and the beagle's on.
It's hot past five and place number three. A hoodie man in black and
he's pointing at me.
I've had enough of this. I'm losing my shit. Just quit that shot while I pick up this stick. You may be the ghost of Christmas yet to come, but I am the spirit of Christmas on the run. Right, that settles it, Ash. Okay, what's next? Oh, yes. I think I've had enough of you lot as well. There's too much festivity going on. There's too much singing about fun, if you ask me. Well, I've got a message for you. Fun is over. Christmas is cancelled. Got it? The neato kaput caprande. So clear off. Ah, you expected a lightning conversion, didn't you? Ha ha. Expected me to mend my ways. Come over, all sweetness and light. Well, it's gone, Squire.
There we are. So there, I've done my Christmas bit now. Can I just say how great it is to live in a country with a conservative leader like Boris Johnson with an 80 majority? I mean, it's just fabulous. Fabulous. And can I say what a miserable old sod Jeremy Corbyn looks at the moment?
Oh, he's not a happy man, is he?
He's got a face like a slapped afternoon.
Is that an expression?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I am so happy. And I'm getting sick of Joe Swinson as well.
Did I hear right that somebody was thinking about making her a lordess?
Yeah.
If that's the correct term.
Well, I think it's what is it called? Baroness?
Baroness, that's the one. Mm.
Yeah. And that other one who looks like the cranky, I'm not very fond of her as well. She just goes on. You know, Scotland has got so many problems. Their education system's knackered. Their health service is terrible. And all she's concerned about is wanting to go our own way. And, you know, this is all they're focused on, independence. Because we don't want to leave the European Union. Oh, no, no. We'll become independent. And I tell you, first of all, they won't be able to rejoin the European Union. Ask me why.
Why is that, James?
Because Catalan wanted to become an independent state and join the European Union in its own right.
Because they've left Spain, I assume.
Well, they haven't, have they, really? But Spain said no. And the Union, so they didn't want to cause any trouble, so they said no, they couldn't join. Or something like that. And I really, it only takes one member state to say no. And you have to reach a certain criteria. So I don't think, I mean, it just seems such a waste of time and public money to go on and on like this. The majority of people in Scotland do not want to leave the United Kingdom. And so say, well, you know, you wanted to leave the European Union. It's not the same thing. A United Kingdom of four countries is completely different to the European Union, or I prefer to call it the European Empire, of what is it, 27 countries?
Yep, 26 in a month's time.
You know, and they would actually insist on new countries adopting the euro.
I think they might let Scotland join out of spite.
I don't think so. I don't think they want a ruckus with the UK. I think they want to try and have as easy a transition period as possible. We already have free trade deals with the European Union. Why would they want not to do that?
Then we'd have a hard border between us and Scotland.
Yeah. It's already, and you know, the taxpayer will be expected to pay for this.
Well, the Scottish taxpayer, I would imagine.
No, they want money on both sides because we would probably want to make sure there was a border. But anyway, I'm very hopeful that our Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson, you see, they're still being rude about it. Oh, not fit to be a Prime Minister. You know, he won the election. He's got an 80-seat majority. Get over it. Well, I heard some Remainer on the radio the other night going on about, oh, well, you know, how can this be what everybody voted for, putting MPs who are no longer MPs into the House of Lords and then letting them carry on with their old jobs? Well, Nicky Morgan, who's case in point, right?
Yeah.
and stepped down because she couldn't stand the trolling that she was getting. It makes you wonder whether she had a thick enough skin to be an MP. But then she was asked if she would continue on her job as a minister for the time being, and she said yes. So anyway, to cut a long story short, you know, she has she's taken on the role she was doing before, and that seems to me to be perfectly acceptable. Rather than training somebody else up, she can do that job for a while, and then they're going to have a cabinet reshuffle, and I imagine it'll probably go to someone else. But look, the Labour Party have had peers, unelected peers, in the cabinet, in their government, as have the Conservatives, as did the coalition. It's quite a normal thing to do. People just talk bollocks.
They do, yes.
Yeah. I mean, people listening to this should know just by what you say, people talk bollocks.
All the bollocks I put in, I take out.
Yeah, yeah. And so there we are. The world is now going to be nice to each other for the remainder of the Christmas week, and then they go back to being nasty. Amazing. Absolutely amazing, isn't it?
There was no season of goodwill from Mr. Corbyn, was there?
No. I mean, why would you not, when you have been so maligned by the public, not just say, look, I realise that I'm not really doing the Labour Party any good, I'm stepping down. Why would you not do that?
You would, wouldn't you?
I could tell you why, because Momentum, of course, who have been governing the Labour Party, who are these extreme socialists who don't seem to have got the message that Britain doesn't want to live like that.
No, we don't.
And that's why the Conservatives did so flipping well, and well in what were traditionally Labour areas, because we don't want to be extreme left-wing. It's never been... Why don't they... The trouble is, you get kids come up and they suddenly think this is a brand new idea and get really excited. And then, you know, Labour get... the same happened with Michael Foot. And lots of young students in particular all become very left-wing, and we're going to radically change it, and Che Guevara posters all over the wall. It's nothing new. Yes, it is. No, it's really not new. I'm sounding like an old Grinch, aren't I?
It is Christmas.
Yeah, good. I've been watching Netflix, okay?
Yeah.
My lady friend has paid my TV license without me knowing.
That's a keeper, then.
Is it?
Mm.
We've been having words about it.
Oh, that's, if someone's prepared to pay your TV license, there's something there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the TV license is going to be done away with fairly soon, and the BBC is going to have its bollocks cut off. Thank goodness. About time it was sorted out.
Then she's very, very shrewd, then.
Well, she found a letter the other day, and it was saying, we'll be visiting you in the next week because you haven't paid your licence. And I'm thinking, good, you just try it.
It's probably because she doesn't want her Netflix and chill interrupted.
Hmm.
With a knock on the door.
They're not coming in, I've told you that before. Okay.
They'll put you off.
Put you off what?
Your Netflixing.
Why would they put me off my Netflixing?
Well, once you get into it, you know, you don't want to stop, do you?
Mm. I was going to say, I've been watching a series called Virgin River.
Oh, that sounds very erotic.
It's not really. There's no sex in it, for a start.
Well, they're all virgins, that's why.
No, it's kind of, I suppose it's the nearest thing to an American. Is it a bit like Emmerdale? No, not really. Anyway, it all takes place around this town out in the middle of nowhere in the forests of America.
Mm-hmm.
And a bend in the river, and there's a town called Virgin River. And it's all about this nurse who leaves L.A., because we don't know yet. I haven't got to the bit. But I've watched three episodes in a go. And it's really good. And people were saying about the Virgin River, check it out on Netflix and watch it. Because the spectacular scenery And it's just nice, and it makes you cry a little bit and everything else. It just, it's just like day-to-day life. And you, the characters are very good and very believable. And the girl who plays Mel, who is the nurse who's trying to escape something, but we don't yet know what, who's come to settle, had lots of arguments with the doctor, who's very old and didn't want a new... anyway, I won't ruin it for you. It's really good. It's worth watching. Netflix, Virgin River. What was I talking about? What was I talking about? Which made me think of... somebody talking on the TV the other day about, everybody's wanting to get rid of the BBC. Somebody worked for the BBC. But, you know, we wouldn't have any of these great series and these great films and great if without the BBC, because the BBC is a watchword for quality. Well, I tell you, BBC News has not been... It has the most appalling sound quality of anything. I've had to turn from BBC News to Sky. I flick through them all, by the way, because their sound and their lack of fading microphones up and not having their cameras in the right place is just unbelievable.
There's always a drunk cameraman on Question Time, I've noticed.
Is there?
Yeah, he wobbles at the beginning of the show.
But it's become just annoying now.
So you're all legal now in your house, then?
I'm not making a comment.
Okay.
Because I'm pretending that I didn't buy it and pay for it, so it might not have anything to do with me.
Maybe you can only watch the TV when she's there.
Yeah. Do you think?
Well, it's not your license, is it?
No, she's done it under my name, though.
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, I don't know.
Can you gift a TV license?
Well, she went and did it online.
Well, some people do.
Anyway, shall we just get on? So what I was just going to say was the BBC do not still have the they're not the benchmark for quality anymore. Because this series I'm watching at the moment, and other ones, I mean, look at Game of Thrones as well, and many other series being made by independent companies, not the BBC, are stunning.
I must say, Amazon and Netflix are doing a really sterling job at making documentaries, mini films, series.
Mm.
It's definitely swinging in that direction.
Yeah. So I think the BBC and the license fee, I think the BBC need to have two channels. And their local radio stations, and I don't see, there's absolutely no necessity while the BBC should have a commercial arm, is there?
Well, if they're having a commercial arm, let's make some profit out of it, and let's not have a TV license.
Mm. Well, they do make profit out of it, don't they? They make quite a lot. You are effectively a shareholder, and you should be getting a dividend.
But I've seen a lot of films, I've sat in a cinema, and then the bloody BBC logo comes up at the beginning of the film saying, we funded this. And I'm thinking, well, why am I paying to... Well, I don't pay to get into the cinema, but the point is, most people pay to go to the cinema.
Just had a look at the money, because you know you put your change down on your desk when you come in.
Yeah.
There must be 20 quid there.
You only do that every week to prove that you got more money than me.
Hmm.
You're just showing off.
No, I was just, it was getting a bit near the edge of the desk and I didn't want to have
exactly,
it
but like one of those penny machines in the arcade where there's thousands and thousands of coins and you're just pushing them back onto your desk.
Yeah, hang on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
You beat me at two.
Nine, ten. 11. There's 12 pound coins there. That's good. I'll go to the pub later. Anyway, so that's what I was thinking. So the BBC can shut up about their being so good and being a benchmark for quality, because quite obviously they're not. Let's put those on top of my printer. Oh, shit. That wasn't such a good idea.
CBeebies is quite good.
I don't think it's my sort of thing.
Just putting it out there. That's
Why?
Worth the license fee by itself.
Oh, bollocks. Right, let's get on with this. Welcome to the show, the James Whale Show podcast. And, of course, we, you know, if you want to make a donation to it, it'll keep it going. Otherwise, we're going to have to fill it up with advertising. We're like the modern version of the BBC. We don't have any adverts at the moment. And although we've have a prospective new, what's the word, you know, a sponsor.
That's the one.
Yeah. But I thought, well, if we just do it when people, you know, we could do a what do they do when they do a pay, a sort of...
Product placement.
No, we can't do that on radio. I mean, we could crowdfund it.
I can do product placement. I'm picking up my iPhone and I'm placing it over here. There you go. I haven't mentioned the word. And now I'm going to get loads of freebie Apple stuff.
Okay. So let's do that. Right. Now, and if you, by the way, if you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That's my email. Gets through to me and Rob. And that's how you get in touch with us.
It is, yeah.
Oh, and if you haven't bought a copy of the book for Christmas, there is still time.
Or pick one up in the January sales.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how much are they now?
They're a fiver, and there'll be a fiver in the January sales. It's just a sale in January. We're selling them in January. It's just a play on words.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, because you wouldn't get them by Christmas now.
No.
We should have promoted this a few weeks ago.
Yes, not really good planning, really, is it?
We've still got 60 left. I'd like to sell them all.
I think that's 60 boxes, more like, but yeah, 60, yes.
Well, I didn't think we had that many left.
Well, I can't move in the room downstairs. It's just piled high.
Well, how come they're being sold on Amazon at sort of the original price, which is, I think, for the hardback, sort of 25 quid or something?
I've no idea.
But if you get it off our website, you'll get it cheaper.
5 quid delivered by me personally.
And I actually make more money out of it.
We'll
right. Let's do some.
Let's do some coughing.
Let's do some editing. I had one of those hobnobs before coming on, which is not a good idea.
Never eat a hobnob.
Why not?
Because that's what happens. You end up choking yourself. Anti hobnob advert.
This is Merry Christmas, James and Rob. Thought you might like this. I saw it online the other day. Mandy. Oh, she sent us a present. I think this is a joke. Not Mandy. I mean, just what she sent in.
I thought you were insulting her there.
No. A guy decides to buy his new girlfriend a pair of gloves for Christmas. After all, they've only been dating for 3 weeks, so it seems like the ideal gift. Romantic, yet not too personal. Yeah, I agree with that. He asks the girlfriend's younger sister to accompany him to buy them. Then she can point out a pair she'd like. They go to the mall and the sister points out a pair of white gloves, which the guy then buys. The sister then picks up a pair of panties for herself and buys them. But during the wrapping, the clerk mixes up the parcels. Oh, dear. Without anyone realizing. As a result, the sister gets the gloves and the guy takes home a gift box containing panties. Without checking, the guy rushes the gift to his sweetheart, but only after drafting this loving and helpful note to accompany it. I chose these because I notice you are not in the habit of wearing any when we go out in the evenings. If it had not been for your sister, I would have chosen the long ones with the buttons. But she wears the short ones that are easier to remove. These are a delicate shade, but the lady I bought them from showed me a pair she'd been wearing for the last 3 weeks. And they were hardly soiled. I had her try yours on for me, and she looked really smart. I wish I was there to put them on for you for the first time. There's no doubt other hands will come in contact with them before I have a chance to see you again. When you take them off, remember to blow in them before putting them away. as they will naturally be a little damp from wearing. Just think how many times I will kiss them during the coming year. I hope you will wear them for this coming Christmas Eve. P.S. The latest style is to wear them folded down with a little fur showing. That, Mandy, that is one of the funniest jokes I've ever had. Seen. Red. And I've got a couple more here as well, but I think before we do any more, we should just get straight in to the Christmas tech talk.
Oh, great.
Because I've got a message on my phone I've got to go and look at. So I'll just give you 2 seconds to get yourself together and do okay. Tech talk. Go on.
300 birds fall from the sky on Anglesey. Locals blame 5G switch on. Vodafone say we haven't switched it on.
Oh. What are you doing?
I've just done the first one.
Yeah, but you stopped.
Yeah, but you disappeared.
Yeah, well, I don't need to be here all the time and hold your hand, do I?
An 8-year-old called Ryan, who reviews toys on YouTube, is the highest earner.
An 8-year-old, yeah, come on.
Receiving £20 million this year for reviewing toys. You've gone quiet again.
Yeah, because somebody's just sent me a picture of me. I should send it to you.
Right, okay, I'll turn my phone on.
What? Is your phone on?
Yeah, hang on, right, it's on now. Excuse the bleepity bleep 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 when it comes through. Oh, Jesus.
Don't blaspheme, I don't like it.
Ah, Yoda.
Yoda who? Oh, yeah, the new Star Wars film.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
No, I'm going on Monday.
Oh, I'm surprised. It's going to take you that long.
I'm a busy man.
Could you destroy this when you see it for all sorts of reasons? I mean, I'm...
Okay, I'm still waiting. Is it rather big?
It's huge.
Okay.
Make sure I don't send it to the wrong person.
I've done that.
Okay, good. Have you got it?
Yes.
Well, that was quite cute.
Oh, dear, dear me. That's more than a selfie. How drunk were you?
I'm not that drunk. Why?
I don't think I've ever seen. No.
Well, that's quite nice, isn't it, really? Well,
Oh, I wish everyone could see this.
I'm bloody glad they can't. What? Now, that's the lady who burnt my knickers.
What? What are you doing with your arm?
Oh, she was having a hottie.
Right.
Ladies of a certain age have a flush every now and then. So I was fanning her.
It's very romantic. There's a candle.
That looks like I'm wearing a bow tie, doesn't it?
It does look like you're wearing a bow tie.
I'm not.
That's all you wear in mind, but that's... It does look like you're wearing a bow tie.
Hmm. This amused you. I'm very glad.
Well, that's the best Christmas gift I think you've ever given me. That's worth good. Thousands in the papers.
Yes. If it gets in the papers, you need to be very careful.
Oh, dear. Okay. Shall I carry on with tech talk?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that in a picture frame.
Oh, yeah, send it to me.
Well, no, I'm going to stick it on the wall here, and every time I fancy a chuckle, I can just look up.
I'll send you one of other things we do.
This can't be any worse than that.
What I want to know is who took the picture in the first place.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's not the person I was expecting it to be of, if you know what I mean.
Who did you expect it to be of?
Well, I thought it was you're going to be of you and your lady friend rather than you and her.
Well, it is.
Well, how many lady friends have you got?
That's the only one.
Oh, okay.
This week.
Ah, dear, dear, dear me. 38,000 students in Germany have queued up in person for their new email passwords after
it's pretty hot.
After the university was hit by a cyber attack, and they also have to produce identification, which is now a legal requirement over there, apparently. 38,000 people queuing.
For what?
For a password, for just to access their emails. Have you got it up yet?
Yeah, I had it up locked.
No, your tree.
Sorry. Oh, my tree. Yeah, a long time ago. I wouldn't normally have done it, but there we are. I was, you know... Some people think you should have a TV license and you shouldn't be such a grump at Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyway. That picture you don't show anyone.
I gathered that. Yes, I could get done for revenge porn.
Well, yeah, and you know, she's...
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about her. Christ, yes, yeah. Okay. I was just thinking about you. Okay, yeah. No. She doesn't want that out and about, does she? Well,
no.
Even though it's out and about right now, but yeah, she's... Well, she's having a good time.
I wish I hadn't sent that to you now. That's really annoyed me. I don't know why I did that. I was excited because it just came through and I thought, oh, that's nice. Okay. That's probably my best angle.
Yeah, you don't want the other side, do you?
No. Anyway, go on.
Well, no, I can't do any tech talk now. That's...
I'll do another joke sent in by Andy Peters.
What, from Blue Peter?
Oh, sorry, no, Andy Peterson.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, Andy. Andy Peterson, he said, who said that men don't remember? Harry and his wife were out Christmas shopping. Shopping centre was packed. As his wife walked around, she was surprised to discover that Harry was nowhere to be seen. She was quite upset because they had to do a lot today. She became so worried, she rang him to ask him where he was. In a quiet voice, he answered the phone and said, do you remember the jewellers we went to about 15 years ago, where you fell in love with that diamond necklace that we couldn't afford, and I told you that I would buy it for you one day? His wife started to cry and said, oh, yes, I do remember that shop. He replied, well, I'm in the pub next door. Very good, Andy. Very good. Very good. And we... Oh, you sent... Oh, no, we've got another one. How many have we got? No, that's it. We've got three today to do. So should we do something else before I do another joke? Because otherwise it'll become like the Whaley joke machine. If you have any really good jokes and funny jokes like the ones... Some of our listeners have sent in, and I have to be honest, it's only the ones that make us laugh, actually, we read out. So, but if you think you've got something that will make me smile, send it to jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. So, where were we?
We've got a bit of history, I've noticed. Someone sent in.
What bit of history?
On page 2.
Oh, I didn't realise. This is a bit of history, is it?
That's what it says. Yeah.
Hang on. I have obviously only just dashed in to do this morning, and I haven't read anything yet. Three men died on Christmas Eve.
That's a joke.
You said it's a bit of history, so no, I'm doing it as a bit of history.
The page before that.
Yeah, I know, but shall I do the joke and then go on to other stuff?
Oh, go on then. I thought you weren't going to do another joke. Go on then. Do the joke.
Well, I might as well do it all in the joke section, mightn't I?
Well, all right, we'll keep it. That should be Sharon Hughes, by the way. I think I've edited something.
Harron Hughes?
Yeah.
Should be Sharon Hughes.
That should be Sharon Hughes, yeah.
Sharon, I would write to him and bollock him if I were you.
Yes.
Right, so I haven't looked at this, but anyway, okay. Three men died on Christmas Eve. That's not a joke, is it?
Well, it's not a joke.
All right, I'll listen. I won't comment. I'll just do it. Three men died on Christmas Eve and were met by St. Peter at the entrance to the pearly gates. You believe that? You believe anything? St. Peter said, to enter these gates, you must each possess something that symbolizes Christmas to get into heaven. The first man fumbled through his pocket and pulled out a lighter. He flicked it on and said, it represents a candle. Very well, you may pass through the pearly gates. said St. Peter. The second man reached into his pocket and pulled out a set of keys. He shook them and said, "They're bells." St. Peter said, "You may also pass through the pearly gates." I've no idea why I think St. Peter would talk like that, but there we are. The third man started searching desperately through his pockets, and he finally pulled out a pair of woman's panties. St. Peter looked at the man with a raised eyebrow and asked, "And just what do those symbolize?" And the man replied with a very straight face, "These are carols." That's good. Very good, Sharon. Very good. But we have some great jokes. I never thought this would take off. But it has. Anyway, right. So we could do more about politics and this ridiculous, how much, you know, we're really going to do about the climate change, which is upon us. And are we all going to change the way we live and stop driving cars and eating meat and everything? But I've had enough of it, to be quite honest. Am I the only person who's ever critical of this Greta Thunderbird?
No, I think there's quite a lot of people that, she gets trolled quite a lot.
I don't want to troll anyone, but, you know, I do hear people going, "I didn't know she did," but don't troll people. I mean, it's just wrong and stupid. But, you know, I mean, people go, "Oh, she's only a child." She's not a child. She's 16. I was out working at 16.
We've got some semi-political stuff in Wales Mail.
Have we?
I'm just trying to get you back on
track.
You
don't want to make a comment about her, do you?
I've just got nothing to say about her. She doesn't float my boat.
No, nor mine. What could be the most... This is Stuart Collins, by the way. Thank you, Stuart. He says, Stuart from Sussex. Sussex by the sea. What could be the most successful Prime Minister since Margaret Thatcher filled in for you on your radio show? I don't think any other radio presenter in the UK has had that honour on their CB. Maybe you could fill in for Boris as Prime Minister at Prime Minister's Question Time and give them lefties and SNP bozos a bit of a roasting. Stuart, funnily enough, I've already suggested that, but his office haven't come back yet. I'm sure it's just a matter of time.
They've been a little bit busy recently.
Yeah. Although Ash, who does my radio show with me occasionally, and did it with Boris, he needed a bit of help, is waiting for a call to be a special advisor.
Wouldn't mind being a special advisor.
Oh, dogs, which one of you farted?
I'm glad I'm in a completely different building.
Is that you, Daisy? It's amazing how pungent the farts of small dogs can be.
Your own farts are okay, aren't they? It's sort of like you're quite happy with what you produce yourself, but to others...
I don't fart.
Don't you?
No, I do not. It's a disgustingly common thing to do. Why would I do that?
Because you'd explode.
What?
Well, it has to come out one way or t'other.
Yeah, but it just slips out normally.
Oh, you mean you don't actually sort of projectile fart? You just sort of just, it just comes out naturally, sort of eases
out. I'm not aware of when if there is ever any gas in there that shouldn't be. Mother Nature, I'm sure, just pushes it out somewhere through one orifice or another.
So you just...
Sorry, I was doing something else. Go on.
I was going to say something wholly inappropriate then.
Oh, no, say it.
I was just thinking, does that mean that you're very tight or very loose?
I'm probably, I am a bit tight, I suppose.
Right.
What?
Well, I was just going to say, if that would affect the pitch and the sound, wouldn't it?
What would?
Whether loose or tight.
Do you know what you're talking about?
You know when you get a balloon and you let the air out by squeezing the end, you know, stretching the end, and it goes... That sort of noise. I can't believe I'm talking about this shit, man.
I think I would just shut up if I were you, because quite frankly, this is turning into a complete and utter disaster as a podcast, isn't it?
It's the same every week.
No, it's not. Is it? Kate Williams has sent this in as well to Wales Mail. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com is the address. One Christmas Eve, Santa was under a lot of stress. I should think he's under a lot of stress most Christmas Eves. He and Mrs. Claus had just had a fight. It was nearly time to leave and his sleigh wasn't loaded. And the elves were talking about going on strike. Oh, familiar. Then an angel walked into his office and asked, "Hey, Santa, what do you want me to do with his Christmas tree?" And so was born the tradition of there being an angel on top of the Christmas tree. Oh, well, you know, that answers so many questions, because I often used to wonder why we put an angel on the top, but it's really on the bottom.
No, in the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Anyway, did we, didn't we?
We probably did.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was thinking I didn't remember whether you'd done your tech talk, but you did. It was rather dull.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Slide your questions.
Did you do this thing about 300 birds falling from the sky?
I did, yes.
Well, I think that's when I left the room. What was all that about?
300 birds fell from the sky on Anglesey, and the locals were blaming the 5G switch on. And Vodafone said that they hadn't got any masts and they haven't switched on 5G, so it can't be them.
Well, what do you think? You live there.
Well, if they haven't got 5G and they didn't switch anything on or do any test transmissions, then I can't see how that they're responsible. But birds are falling from the sky and a lot of people are blaming 5G.
Mm. And if it's doing that to birds, what the fuck is it doing to our heads? We could be fucked.
Yeah, but on the good news, next year and onwards, we're going to be going to space. So we'll get away from 5G then, won't we?
Actually, going back to your tech talk, which is normally so boring, this kid Ryan,
yeah,
who's making 20 million
mm-hmm.
doing reviews of toys.
Yeah.
Why can't we get into that?
I'm shocked because he's 8 and you have to be like 13 to be on YouTube, but I assume a parent runs his account.
Yeah. 20 million.
We could review sex toys.
That's what I was thinking.
Because we know the Mrs. Ann Summers, and we also have an entry into Love Honey.
I told you not to do that. Is it Mike Batt who said, could we put the podcast out without any bleeps?
He asked for it to go out with a better warning.
He's funny. You know he wrote Bright Eyes?
Yes, and The Wombles.
Yeah, but Bright Eyes must have made him a fortune.
I would hope so. It's a good song.
Yeah, very good song. Okay, right, let's do some questions.
Rob Skakard.
Yeah, Rob, go on.
How can I get my bunion done on the NHS?
Just go and ask him and wait for 10 years.
I was going to say, you just go to your GP and... They'll refer you and then
it's get it done. It's a stupid question. Why don't you just get yourself a hammer and do it yourself?
That's true. A phone book, apparently.
I'm not sure we should be giving medical advice. I don't think we're properly trained.
It won't work anyway. Have you seen the thickness of a phone book these days?
Yeah, what a waste of time that is.
Get a screw fix thing. You know, one of them...
Directories,
yeah. It's not a directory, is it? Is it a directory? Screw fix.
Hammer. Or buy my book, the hard... back copy, use that.
Screwfix catalogue, that's the word I'm looking for. Argos catalogue, there we go.
Or buy my book, hardback cover, and that'll do it.
Oh yeah, we could do that as well, yeah. That'll be a better advert, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, get on with it. Sun's coming out, I need to get outside.
Rob James, they say that as one door closes, another one opens. Is that why my advent calendar only lasts for a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Colin Geldard. Do you miss Radio Air and Margaret from Beeston?
No.
Yeah. Whaley Goes Back to Town on YouTube. Watch that.
Why?
Well, that's where you went back to Radio Air about 2 years ago, wasn't it?
So, is that out on YouTube?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember filming a bit of me doing it on my phone. You put that out?
Yeah, well, you saw... Well, yeah, to be fair, I don't know why I did, really. It was just you wandering around Leeds, moaning about the taxi, and then getting into Radio Air through security, and then realising you had to do the show and turn your phone off, and that's the end. Bit of a spoiler, really, now, isn't it? There's no point watching it.
Yeah, that's a waste of your time. In fact,
all your home movies are the same. I mean, we've got the Whaley Goes to Boston, and then you sort of got us into the woods with a bow and arrow shop, and then it just ends. So we don't know what happens. We don't know if you died or anything.
Well, because I always think a cliffhanger is good, and then we could make another movie sometime in the future.
Yeah, but that was like over 20-odd years ago. I mean, when are you going to get around to doing the next one?
Well, you know, life gets in the way, mate.
Karen Clift. No need for two Fs. Will it ever snow in Blackpool at Christmas?
No. It very, very seldom snows in this country near the sea at Christmas. But having said that, all things are possible.
Ice Age must be coming soon.
Yeah.
Would it be really awkward, though, if Blackpool's the only place on planet Earth that doesn't have any ice or snow?
Well, no, because they can always pop down the road a bit to...
Shovel it up.
Yeah, what's the posh bit down the road?
Wales.
No, before that. Oh, never mind, God.
Phil Evans. Where does a thought go when it's forgotten?
It is never forgotten.
That's true.
They're all there in your brain, which is like a supercomputer and has the capacity to keep every thought you ever made in your entire life.
That's like when someone says, I found my keys that I lost. Well, you didn't lose them then, did you?
No, that's very good. Okay, let's not do the last one. Thank you very much. Okay, and on that note, I must make sure that I don't forget anything too much. Have a lovely Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. And just in case you felt a little un-Christmasized,
where's my present?
I sent you.
Oh, I haven't received it yet.
Oh, you will. Don't worry. You will.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.